KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at sports from around the area last night. In high school volleyball play last night over at the ADM Invitational, Atlantic came up short in all five of their matches. Gilbert defeating Atlantic 2-0. Nevada and Norwalk both beat Atlantic 2-0. Atlantic also fell to Woodward Granger and ADM, both 2-1 scores in those matches. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference play last night, Denison defeating Shenandoah 3-1. Clarinda 3-2 over Creston. Kemper Catholic outlasting Red Oak 3-2. From the Corner Conference, it was Fremont Mills over Griswold 3-0. Sydney beating Stanton 3 in a row, and Mount Air sweeping 3 from Essex. Nottoway Valley out of the Pride of Iowa Conference a winner, 3-1 over Southeast Warren. Also last night, Boyer Valley beat IKM Manning 3-1. Glidden Ralston over West Central Valley 3 in a row. West Harrison beat Whiting 3 straight. Lennox swept 3 from I-35. And Lamoni beat Bedford 3-0 in girls high school volleyball. In high school cross country last night, the West Central Valley Invitational Cross Country Classic over at Redfield. In the boys' side, it was Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley capturing the title. He ran 17 minutes and 49 one-hundredths of a second to come in first, about 17 seconds ahead of Loudon Foster of West Central Valley, who was the runner-up. Tyler Putney of Kemper Catholic placing third. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley was fourth. Jack Hagan of Kemper Catholic placing fifth. Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley was sixth. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley seventh. Michael Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic running eighth. Ethan Fullman of CAM led his team, finishing ninth overall in that meet yesterday. When it came to the team scoring, it was Nottoway Valley capturing the title with 33 points. Kemper Catholic was 63, the runner-up. Sadel, Greene County, and I-35 round out the top five teams in that meet last night. On the girls' side of that meet, it was Ella Waddle of Panorama capturing the title. 20 minutes, 18.17 seconds, about a 40-second victory over second-place Grace Slater of Audubon. Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley placed third. Also locally, Gwen Steffen of Panorama was fifth. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley running sixth. Olivia Steffen of Panorama was seventh. Hannah Tiggison of Audubon finished in eighth place. Also, Exira EHK's Kate Hansen running in 11th in that meet last night. Nottoway Valley took the team title, winning with 33 points. Panorama with 35 points was the runner-up. Greene County, Southwest Valley, and CAM round out the top five teams in the team scoring in that meet last evening. Well, we've got high school football for you tonight here on the radio as Atlantic visits Creston in non-district play tonight. We'll have that action for you here this evening. Both those teams coming off week one victories last week, both winning in impressive fashion. We'll have that action for you tonight here on the radio. Our afternoon gets started at 4:45. That's Trojan Preview, that long-running program. It's Chris's weekly visit with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. You can hear comments from the coach at 4:45 this afternoon. And then our coverage this evening starts at 6 o'clock with Who's Gonna Win. We'll follow that up with our pregame show at 6:30 tonight. And then at 7 o'clock, it's kickoff Atlantic at Creston, live this evening here on the radio. We'll follow all that up with the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Catch up on all the football scores around the state at 10 o'clock tonight. Taking a look at the high school football schedule for week two and some other matchups around the region. Denison is at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Glenwood visits Bishop Heelan Catholic. Harlan is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Ballard is at Carroll. Carlisle plays at Lewis Central. Also, ADM is at Perry. Winterset is at Bondurant Farrar. AHSTW plays at Shenandoah tonight. Clarinda is at Red Oak. Kemper Catholic is at South Central Calhoun. Panorama is at Northwest Webster. West Central Valley on the road at Earlham. ACGC will host Woodward Academy. IKM Manning is at Underwood. Missouri Valley at Logan Magnolia. St. Albert visits Trainer tonight. Tri-Center plays at Maple Valley. Clark is at Nottoway Valley. Southwest Valley is at Central Decatur. Westwood plays at Riverside this evening. In eight-man football tonight, among the matchups, Griswold at home against East Union. Melcher Dallas will travel to Lennox. CAM is at Stanton, Essex tonight. Bedford goes to Worth County, Missouri. Audubon hosting Fremont Mills in a key matchup tonight. Exira EHK will be at home against Sydney this evening. Glenn Ralston plays at River Valley. Coon Rapids Bayard is home to Newell Fonda. West Harrison visits Kingsley Pearson, while Arweva will host Woodbine in eight-man football tonight. Well, Iowa receiver Amir Smith-Marset will go up against his home state school when the Hawkeyes open up Big Ten play by hosting Rutgers tomorrow. Smith-Marset is from Newark, New Jersey.
It means a lot to me just getting to go against, you know, people I know, playing people from back home, you know, going against my home state school. So, I mean, it's pretty important to me.
After getting his first action a week ago in a win over Miami of Ohio, sophomore defensive tackle Davion Nixon is hoping to make more progress.
After the film, I feel like I could have done a little bit better with terms against stopping the run and things like that. But overall, I feel like we did get the win, so that's also exciting.
We'll have that game for you live tomorrow here on the radio. It's an early start. 9 o'clock is the pregame start time. Kickoff at 11 o'clock tomorrow from Kinnick Stadium, Iowa and Rutgers, as those two teams open up Big Ten Conference action this weekend. Well, the 100th NFL season opened up with a victory for the Green Bay Packers in a game that saw fewer points in total scored last night than the very first game 100 years ago. Aaron Rodgers hit Jimmy Graham in the second quarter for the game's only touchdown as the Packers beat the Bears 10-3 in Chicago. Rodgers at times looked uncomfortable in the attack designed by new coach Matt LaFleur. The two-time MVP was 18 of 30 for just 203 yards, including his 8-yard scoring strike to Graham. Both Rodgers and Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky were sacked 5 times as defense ruled the evening at Soldier Field. Packers logged just 213 total net yards, while Chicago had 254. The Bears failed to score after Eddie Pinheiro drilled a 38-yard field goal late in the first quarter. Former Bears safety Adrian Amos sealed the outcome by picking off an end zone pass into double coverage with a minute 58 remaining. That was the only turnover on the night. In other NFL news, star receiver Antonio Brown is not with the Oakland Raiders 4 days before the season opener amid reports he could be suspended over a confrontation with general manager Mike Mayock. Mayock said at the beginning of practice Thursday that Brown wasn't at the Raiders facility and won't be practicing a day after Brown posted a letter from the GM on social media detailing nearly $54,000 in fines for missing a practice and a walkthrough. ESPN reported earlier Thursday that the two had a confrontation over the posting of the letter and that the Raiders plan to suspend Brown. Teams have the right under the collective bargaining agreement to suspend players up to 4 games for conduct detrimental to the team. A suspension would also void the more than $29 million in guarantees over the next 2 seasons contained in Brown's contract with the Raiders. Odell Beckham Jr. says he's still not at full speed because of a hip injury. The Browns' star wide receiver was kept out of the preseason games to manage that unspecified ailment. In Major League Baseball action, the St. Louis Cardinals have protected their 2.5-game lead over the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central by finishing 6-2 on their homestand. Dakota Hudson pitched 6 innings of 1-hit ball as the Cardinals blew out the Giants 10-0 yesterday. Hudson also collected his first big league RBIs with a 2-run single as part of the Redbirds' 12-hit attack. Paul DeJong hit an early 2-run homer, and Paul Goldschmidt singled and scored twice in the Cards' 6th win in 7 games. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Philadelphia in 11 innings, 4-3. It was Atlanta over Washington, 4-2. Miami beat Pittsburgh, 10-7. The Cubs over Milwaukee, 10-5. In the American League, Brandon Dixon, Dahl Lugo, and Jordy Mercer smacked 4th-inning homers, while the Tigers were erasing a 3-0 deficit as they post a 6-4 win at Kansas City. In other AL play, the White Sox beat Cleveland 7-1. It was Oakland over the Angels 10-6. Texas beat Baltimore 3-1. Minnesota over Boston 2-1. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 6-4. Houston in 13 innings, topping Seattle 11-9. Serena Williams is once again on the verge of her record-tying 24th Grand Slam title. The 8th-seeded Williams rolled to a 6-3, 6-1 win over 5th-seeded Elena Svitolina to advance to the U.S. Open Finals. Williams pulled out a 12-point game while serving to start the match and then broke on the 18th point of the second game to get a 3-0 lead. The set got away from Svitolina when Williams broke in that second game. The 37-year-old Williams is seeking her 7th U.S. Open crown, but she's dropped her last 3 Grand Slam finals. Number 15, Bianca Andreescu, is Williams' next opponent after reaching her first major title match and only her 4th appearance at a slam. The Canadian ousted number 13, Belinda Bencic of Switzerland, 7-6 and 7-5, to become the first player to get this far in her debut in New York since Venus Williams was the runner-up in 1997. Golfer Dustin Johnson has undergone arthroscopic surgery to repair cartilage damage in his left knee. He's expected to return this fall. His manager says the procedure was considered routine and likened it to the surgery on Johnson's right knee at the end of 2011. Johnson is expected to be playing again before the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas and the President's Cup in Melbourne in early December. And the NHL and the NHL Players Association will meet again today in New York to continue collective bargaining negotiations. Players have until September 15th to decide whether to terminate the current collective bargaining agreement effective a year from now. Owners had the same option and chose not to end it, citing the health of the league and the momentum from a period of labor peace. Unlike previous negotiations, where Commissioner Gary Bettman said there was a need for fundamental changes, the issues this time appear more manageable. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.